coming now to chapter 2. Last Thursday, rather, we stopped at verse number 6. Malachi 2:6, so we got verse 7. And Malachi is the one of how many prophets after the exile?
Three.
Three. And the other two are?
Haggai.
Zechariah. That's right. Okay. Questions at DSCBC.org. 856-261-9018. All right. Hello, Jerry Monahan. How are you?
Well, Pastor, I just wanted to call and say hello to everyone. Give you all my love and the Lord. Glad to see all of you. Glad to be there with you. And you're
ahead of me. That's good. And straight away. So, yeah, we hope to see you on the 25th. But I think my wife said that'd be the best one. Sunday, the 25th of September. We'll see you. I'll wait for it. Thank you, Julie. Love that shit.
You're
welcome. All right. That's good. Questions of the FDBC.org, 856-261-9018. So what kind of exile was this, and who was in the exile? What tribes? How many tribes are there in the Middle East? And how many went to this exile? This particular exile. How many tribes?
Two.
What were they?
Judah and Benjamin.
And what were the other 10 tribes? What exile did they go into?
Syria.
For Syria. How many years earlier?
100 years.
100 years earlier, roughly. And the two went into what captivity? So let's go to Malachi chapter 2, we're so well getting ready now with it. I don't know where this is, but that's okay. Let's get on to the rest. So what we all said now, we got the dimensions and everything else is out of it. And that will go over here and Christ time, of course, over here. How did we begin reading that verse number 7, 8, and 9 together? Malachi 2 is 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law out of his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But he hath departed out of the way, yet caused men to stumble at the law. He hath corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Verse number 1, who is Malachi speaking to here in this whole chapter? The priest. And here again, verse number 7. What about the priest's lips? What does that mean? The priest's lips, what should they do?
When they speak to the congregation, right? They should speak the truth.
They speak the truth and keep knowledge. And they should do what else in verse number 7? What should they do to this priest? Questions of JPBC.org, 856-261-9018, give us a call. Questions?
Keep the law.
Keep the law in what law will they see? What does that refer to?
Mosaic law.
That word law means the whole Old Testament truth. Old Testament truth. Remember Psalm 119, 176 verses, and each one of those verses, except a few, has some word for the word of God. Testimonies, law, commandments, so on. That's it.
That's why the priests were the ones that had sort of custodians of the law.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones that knew the law, were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever the congregation that the priest days and sacrifices and so forth. But the priests, what are the people to do? How do we know about them? We have to do the kind of sacrifices to bring.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So they're responsible by the Lord. They're giving the information. They are Levites and the special class, the priests, to be the innermost people that should know the law of God. So they should keep knowledge and they should seek the law at his mouth. What does seek mean in this case? Should we seek God's words today?
Jesus says, very different say.
And can you seek something you don't have? You can look for it, but I mean, can you really look into it if you don't have it to look into? In other words, you've got to know where the Word of God is and look into it and seek it, look it out and ask God to help you at his mouth. But he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. The Lord is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. He's given us that. What is a messenger? What is a messenger supposed to mean?
Somebody
preacher had that message of the law, and they should speak and keep knowledge, not just know it, things, but to keep it. Sometimes we know, but we don't keep that what we know. So it's one thing to know something, but doing is a different thing than simply knowing. And then in verse number 8, yes, ma'am.
I'm going to read something about
all right.
Nothing you should learn about personal life and now that is known in my life and here. And he was. Now that it's been a hard thing, 100 years have passed in the first version. The return was done in the year 14, chapter 30. The Persian governor was their ruler. The temple had been rebuilt. The worship of the Lord God was the ritual of those who know meanings and matters. Their sacrifices were poor. And their incense was offered to anybody and to anybody.
And the sheep has not a path. So the priests were in bad shape and bad condition. And verse number 8, there's an adversative word, but. What does that imply? This adversative conjunction, as we call it. Questions appear to be sent out over 856-261-9018. There's a call. There's a comment, a question. What does this but refer to? Why is that in there?
We have been seeking the knowledge, I've been seeking the law. They were departing.
So this is
a way.
This is a contrasting word. And departed out of what? How do you depart out of the way? What way would that be? Can Christians today depart from God's way? Can Christians today depart from God's way? Yes, it is.
I'm sitting here thinking about the day. I mean, ministers and preachers of this day, of this dispensation, aren't they doing the same thing? I don't think they need the same warning as this. So many of them already out of the way. Yeah. How many of preachers today, even in modern normal churches, departed out of the way and have gone into paths that are not biblical, not scriptural, not doctrinal?
That's right, and that's the applicability here. This book of the mouth back to us today, Christians today. It's preaching the Old Testament, but today we have to keep knowledge of not to cut out of the way. Now, the scriptural way is very important, and that's one of the things that we're standing for. Holding book of society, that was a script for the King James Bible, it's underlying Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek words. And man sent me today a paper, about 86 pages, on the canon of Scripture, how we got the verse of the Scripture in the very body books. He asked me to look over and give him some suggestions and so on. And he pointed out a lot of good things about that and how the liberals, the moderates, and also I was listening to Pastor Randy's message from DBS this last couple of weeks ago. When that lady said, I asked about Pastor Randy, I listened to it myself. As she was listening, I listened. I knew very strong on these apostates and heretics, what come forth has given us this wrong Bible and the wrong thing. They departed out of the way. And I mentioned to this man who wrote this book that 356 doctrinal passages are involved in the New Testament alone that are out of the way and not proper and the wrong doctrines. What else have they departed? Once you depart out of the way, what else in verse number 8 happened? What's the result of that? Leaders to play. And cause many to do what?
Stumble
at the Lord. See, once the leaders have departed, the people following stumble and fall away and do not do anything. Leadership is important. And it says in the Old Testament, the leaders of my people cause my people to sin. And that's true. Leaders are important. And stumble at the Lord. Then in verse number 8, what else have these priests done? What else have they done in verse
8? They've corrupted the covenant of
Israel. All right.
Now, just by not to us, they've corrupted the Bible, the words of God.
All right. They have. The New Testament and the Old Testament, they've corrupted these words with other versions of their version. And they've taken away some 8,000 differences. One of the things that the scholar put in this paper, they had looked at outdated statistics, but really 99% of the present manuscripts in the New Testament go along with the text for seven. So less than 1% were the critical Gnostic Greek text. Annie, is that something?
Hello, Pastor.
the book of 1 Peter tomorrow, Evander, so as a closing prayer, remind me to remember that prayer request. We certainly want to pray for her at that time. Share him saying today, and I'll share this Bible study for tomorrow. So, corruption. Some 8,000 differences between the text receptors, Greek text, and the New Testament, the King James, and the other versions. 8,000 differences. Some of them are minor, some of them don't affect translation, and many of them do. And as I said before, how many have to do with doctrinal passages? How many have to do with doctrinal passages?
Over
300. Over 300. 356, that's right. So, they have corrupted the covenant of Israel. And the covenant of Levi, God told Levi to be the teacher, to be the minister of the word of God and the law of God to his people. The Levites, they were scattered all over the land. On the east side, the Levites were the tribes were over there. On the west side, the Levites were over here, and God put Levites in the Levitical cities. The Levitical cities. In all 50 cities, they had the Levitical cities where the Levites were involved. And 48 of those cities, Levites were there, and then they had special land, and there was a land surrounding them, it was holy land, and were the Levites overtaxed? No, they weren't. They were tax free, and so they were to serve the Lord. And when we had gone talked to the Lord and rejected the scriptures, and he took a lot of these people up to the north of the northern kingdoms, and just let the Levites go somewhere else. And so they didn't have any teaching at all. So the Levites had a covenant to teach the word of God. That was their purpose. And they were corrupted, as it says here, the covenant of Israel, says the Lord of hosts. And then verse 8, the contrast, what is the conclusion that the Lord is gone because of these actions? What are the consequences?
He's treated them the same way they treated the law and treated the principles that are outlined in the law and the scripture.
That it says, I have made you contemptible and base before all the people. Now, what does this mean? What are the priests?
God, what they did to the word of God.
Okay.
Employed the base.
And God judged them and made them look contemptible. Are all the people who follow these false priests stupid? Can they see the corruption that these priests are acting? Can some see it?
The people
that are there, they're looking at these priests, can they see that the priests are gone astray the wrong way? Not obviously, but sometimes they can. But I have made you contemptible based before all the people. In other words, heavenly God was not so outlandish that all the people could see they're corruptible. But what could contemptible mean? Full of contempt, all right, and adverbs. What does base mean?
Low.
Low down before all the people. According to the same way in which what has happened, verse 8 and 9. Contemptible to what extent and to what degree?
The same verses having a
luminary. And what else in verse 9? And for my ways. Now, what does this last part mean? Have been partial. No, what is
the whole thing?
Partiality.
The
terrible place. The terrible place. I learned that 7 years of heathen's activity there in Babylon, and they didn't follow the Lord. And so the Lord counseled them, and this prophet Malachi, do this after them. What does it mean to be partial? Partiality. Is the Lord partial? Should we be partial?
We're
partial?
No respect
for persons without partiality. Yes,
the word we use today is discriminatory.
Yes, discriminatory.
And it seems as though that's discriminating, it's favoring some people or some types of people who are
voting. Yes, that is. But then,
you know, that verse 1 illustrates the first part of verse 7 of chapter 1.
be able to put a bread upon that altar and say, when have we polluted thee?
Mm-hmm.
We can say that the table of the Lord is contemptible. So that's one example. One of the examples, other than ignoring the law itself, but that the table of the Lord being contemptible, mm-hmm. how they've departed from the law, how they've not kept the ways that they should have kept,
mm-hmm.
departed from the ways.
So they have been partial in the law, how they apply it, and our judges in the courts today, in our country, and in the world, should they be partial to certain people as they come before them? Or should they treat everyone on an equal basis before the law?
Yeah, they should go strictly by the Constitution.
They have the Constitution.
They have another agenda, it seems.
Many times, those that are rich, they treat it one way, those that are poor, another way, those that are ignorant, one way, those that are wise, another way, another way. That is not partial. They have been partial in the law, in the keeping of the law, but they didn't really want to have in the first place. Then we read some meeting on, let's read number 10, 11, and 12 together. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother? Judah has dealt treacherously and an abomination is committed in Israel. In Jerusalem, that Judah has profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved and has married the daughter of a strange child. Is that what we come to 7, 6, 7, 8? One more. The Lord shall cut off all the men that do this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacle of Jacob, and him that offered an offering unto the Lord of the hosts. Right, now, verse number 10 is the theological verse that many have falsely interpreted. Have you all one Father? What does the modernist view teach about the fatherhood of God?
Yeah, the modern view is that we are all children of God.
All right.
Only the saved are truly children.
Only the saved. In this sense, what is the sense of we have one Father? The next sentence, have not one God created us. We have one created, we're all creatures of the Creator God, but not Father in a spiritual sense, of the spiritual Father. Who is the Father of the lost? The devil. Let's say that verse together. John 8:11. Ye are the Father of the devil, and the Father of our Father is the truth. He was the murderer from the beginning, and the Lord not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and a father of it. John 8:34. So the fatherhood of the devil goes on to Gehenna.
But this in this case is that we are going to Abraham to have?
Possibly Abraham, yes. So the literal father, the physical father, descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through that. That means father in that sense, not spiritual father. But we have one God that created us and one creator. And no matter whether they saved or lost, they created it. And then the question is asked in verse number 10. What is the question that they were asking?
Three questions.
Alright, there are three questions. One, two, or three? Well, I don't know, but I think it's that third question.
The question is
now, who's talking here? Why do we deal with that question?
Three men.
The we sounds like Malachi is putting himself in that category. There may be others that are in there, but basically it's the priests that he's talking about. Deal treacherously. How do you deal treacherously? How do you go about that? Not that we want to do it, but how would someone go about the deal treacherously, in a treacherous manner? Verse number 10. Against his brother. How would you be treacherous against your brother, your friend? Could be scheming, absolutely scheming. Maybe you could steal upon him, maybe you might
want to know what it's belittling.
Belittling,
making
light on him.
Common of the Word of God.
What? And?
Covenants. Because covenants are based upon the Word of God.
What?
So, in a certain sense, you are, when you, somebody, Israel is
done this? How have they done this?
Should know about the fullness of God, it should be those that are from Judah,
uh-huh.
Nation
first number 11 will pick that up next Thursday. I have a comment or question. Be sure to remember it quick. We have another one. The bottom verse number. That's when the sow is offered on the altar of the Lord. That's your abomination. In fact, one of the good doctors, whatever his name is, the pastor of the Pentecost Pentecost came and spoke it out. What was his name? Barnabas. Now that Barnabas came in, talked to our chapel with that guy was some years ago, and illustrated the abomination of desolation, which of course men were offering a sow on the altar of vision. He says there are some songs that are sung by contemporary Christian music and different things. Abomination not taught in the book of Daniel. So he just used that actually. That's something.
We were talking about the tribes, the Judah and Benjamin, and then the ten northern tribes. Now, you hear a lot about the ten lost tribes. Are they really lost?
I don't think so. See, the thing about this, the British Israelites said that those ten lost tribes are the white races. But if you look at Nehemiah and Ezra and you see the people are coming back from Babylon and from Assyria, from both, you see some of each of the tribes. So I believe they've come back and have been assimilated, they're not lost, but some teach that they're friendly.
In Acts and Peter's he speaks of all of Israel.
Yes,
and they went lost in all of Israel, and all of Israel was off their
feet. Exactly.
And then in Revelation, time and time again, it's for all tribes, for all tribes.
For all tribes.
And so they are not lost.
They're not lost, they're not.
I was just going to say that even though some tribes may be lost to us, every person alive who is a member of one of those tribes is known to God, and this sort of all happened in it.
Yes, and they had certain requirements, certain DNA, and so in the book of the tribulation period, where they have these 12 tribes, 100 words of God, each of the 12, God's going to apparently find out who they are, and they're going to wind up.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord's Day, and the other part of it, to us as it opens up drinking and the Bible, how the Bible prohibits this alcoholism that is so prevalent in our land today, young people and old adults alike. And it's reckless and glorious and bless our ministry. Now we do say in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you for coming.